Welcome to the most forward-thinking, inspirational podcast in this reality. The show designed to challenge everything we've been taught. If you've ever felt there had to be more to life, more to existence, then you're listening to the right podcast. Time to open your mind and dive in.
This is the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast.
And here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Today, I will be recording and uploading all in one shot. It is August.
Wait, that's a totally incorrect.
Let's go with April 15th, August.
Imagine that.
Damn it. Name of that movie, Click,
where Adam Sandler just misses all the important moments because he wants to get through and the thing is programmed. Oh, how many lessons we learn from the Adam Sandler. I am intrigued by his new movie where he makes a space spider friend. I don't know what to think about Hollywood anymore. The whole thing's poppycock. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about The Four Agreements. This book is one of those books that absolutely changed my mind and life. And it was hard to understand when I was in the throes of, I guess, the bullshit that I was in, that I created for myself. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, if you just manifest it, it'll happen? Like, calm down, nature, Chad. But by God, it's true. As long as you're open to how it changes, how it comes about, your manifestations work every time. It may not be you getting what you want. And I know this is going to sound cliche. It's hard. I'm halfway through sounding cliche. I'm sorry. But it's how you're going to get it. It's what you're going to get. It's important to be fluid when it comes to manifesting. I want $1 million. For what? The fuck are you going to do with $1 million? Everyone's like, oh, I could think of a few things. You're damn straight you could. But what has that done for you in life? Instead of I want $1 million, a proper manifestation would be I want to be the man or woman. Wait, I screwed that up. No, I didn't. There's men and women. Right. I want to be the man or woman who becomes the person who earned $1 million. In other words, I don't want the money. I want the knowledge, understanding, comprehension. I want to be on the journey. I want to take that journey. I want to go from having nothing to earning $1 million. And I don't care about the money. It's the process. It's the journey. It's the path that you're on. How did you do it? And once you do it, guess what? You write a book and you tell people how you did it and then they can do it. And then the further down the spiritual journey you go, you're like, I don't even care about the money anymore. I don't care about any of this stuff. It's such a weird thing. To be on this journey is essentially madness. And I really don't think there's any other cleaner or clearer way to put that. What was that meme? If you're in a clown posse, we don't need to assume it's insane. There's no normal clown posse. You are insane. If you're on the path of enlightenment, you're insane. And it's absolutely beautiful. I want to give a quick shout out to an individual here. And I don't want to butcher your name, my good friend. But Guillaume Burnett, you have been commenting a few times. A few other people have been commenting, but your comments stuck out, man. And I just, this is how ridiculous it is. Episode 289. I just figured out how to get into Spotify stats. A snafu, different things. They've changed their algorithm. I don't even know what it is. But Guillaume, you made a comment on one of my episodes and you said, it's because of you that I started podcasting. And I'm replying to you in this episode because I don't have the ability right now or the knowledge to reply back. So I can't seem to comment on your comment. But I wanted to tell you that I'm honored that you're podcasting right now. And I want to hear your show. So, I don't know. Guillaume Burnett, leave another comment or send me an email. Adam at the Mental Mastery Alliance. Drop a link to your show. I want to listen to it. I see what you're talking about. I want to see what we've influenced over there. I'm looking forward to it, Guillaume. So hopefully you do hear this episode and hopefully you do connect. You and me, buddy. And to everybody else that's been commenting on the show, I'll figure out a way to reply. I want to talk to everybody. If you want to talk to us directly, send us a DM on Instagram. Send us an email, info at the Mental Mastery Alliance. It's getting busier and busier every single day. We are, we're taking in a lot of info, and which is really cool. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. And I want to connect with as many people as I can. So if you've sent us a message or a DM on Instagram, there are 4 inboxes, and there's so much spam that goes into the bottom 2 inboxes. And if you and I have never interacted, it's going to drop you into those boxes. So there's a lot of sifting. And when I mean spam, I don't even know what's going on. Instagram is 99%. Do you want more followers? Or here's a group chat full of all the people that are going to see me naked. Yes, we live in a world where it's fake followers and naked people all over. I think the fake followers should hit up the naked people and the naked people should follow the fake followers. And now you're just a whole bunch of naked fake followers. And I, you know what? I'm going to get a shirt made up that says naked fake follower and people will understand what I'm talking about, especially anyone who's trying to be something a little more than flashy. I also kind of want a feet finder account. You guys, would you guys pay for a picture of my feet? Like not a lot. I'd charge like $1. I'm like, here's my feet. I don't understand it. I think it's funny. It's hilarious, actually, that people will pay for feet. But hey, props to anyone with the hustle, man. I fully respect OnlyFans. I fully respect feet finder. I mean, I said that laughingly, but I do. I do respect you. If you're going to get out there and take a picture of your feet, sell it and pay your rent, fucking all the power to you, man. That's cool. If you want a picture of my feet for $1. All right. On the next topic, I want to talk about a book that really shook me up, that once I grasped it, once I truly grasped it, it was a game changer. And there's a lot of game changers for me. My very first game changer was The Art of Exceptional Living. There's a bit of a delay there, right? Is he lying? No, he was taking a deep breath. And I don't edit my breaths out either, so I just like pull back and breathe. Just leave it in. It's all good. The Art of Exceptional Living by Jim Rohn. Very third-dimensional book, but very much an appreciation for paying your bills. And that was, you know, that was a huge thing in my early 20s to be like, you know, oh, I'm so upset that I have these bills. To, oh, thank God I have these bills. And there were so many more other nuggets in that book. It was a really, really enjoyable book. This one, however, is The Four Agreements. This one is a very spiritual one. The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle, was I should probably go back and listen to it again, because that one I really enjoyed too. And he talked a lot of woo-woo juju to me, who was very third dimensional at the time, didn't fully understand what I was listening to, but I liked the sound of his voice. I love the journey. I love growing. I love the expansive moments that take place. I love it. And every single time you learn something new or become a different version of yourself, you get to go back and look at this stuff and go, now that shit makes sense. Waking Up in 5D, Maureen St. Germain. Jeez, Louise. That book made no sense to me when I first picked it up. I mean, I got probably 4 chapters in. I'm like, all right, I'm digging it. And then it was just all jargon. Mumbo Le Jumbo. But now, the whole thing, talking about dragons, talking about drifting into 5D, talking about losing your keys because you were in a 5D state of mind when you put them down. Wild. Wild how much that resonates and works and is true. But this episode, it ain't about any of those. I should do more book reports. You can tell I'm kind of all over the place today. But it was a good day at the gym.
The gym is another one that's funny too, because the further down this rabbit hole you go, you don't fucking care about ego lifting. You're like, well, I want to be swole. It's Tuesday. Tuesday we do arms. I mean, those guys are in there and fuck, they look good, man. It's funny how, you know, what's that meme too? The what guys think is going to happen. Like they get all swole and the girls are all over them, but it's not that way. It's the guys. All the guys are impressed at what the men put into, because it's dedication, man. And I'll tell you, I like delicious food. I'm all for the eating of delicious food, but I'm also for longevity as well. So the gym to me, it's got nothing to do with ego, nothing to do with lifting. I gave up drugs. I liked drugs. I liked them a lot. And it no longer worked with me, the drugs. But when you push at the gym and you do it well and you do it safely and securely, but when you know what you're doing, you get in there and you start pushing. Walking out of that gym is a high. It's just as much an addiction as anything else, which is a good and a bad thing for sure. Because you burn yourself out, you hurt yourself, whatever, but you keep wanting to push. Like, it's crazy, but it's you know, it is what it is. Yeah, here we are. And they took it away from us during COVID. No, don't go to the gym. You'll die of some fucking disease that we just made up to sell you a vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine, but you're not allowed to say that either. It's like vaccines used to be this thing, and it was a small group of things that were beneficial. And then they called COVID a vaccine. And you realize it's not a vaccine at all, but the word vaccine made it seem safe. And then they tried to coerce us into, oh man, I could go on for hours about that, but I will not. I'm trying to talk about this book, but we're about 11 and a half to 12 minutes into this. I haven't even started. I will start on this book. I'll just do it right now. Whatever I was talking about, I wouldn't say ignore it all because it's all very valuable. You know, I just did a finger wag. Isn't that fun? I'm wagging the finger as I'm saying it's all very important. This is my serious voice. You must listen to my serious voice. That ASMR. Hello. Welcome to the podcast. We're here trying to be ASMR-y. Fuck, man. This society's hilarious. The shit that people love, I love it. I think it's wild. I've said this 1,000 times. I love humanity. I have a very hard time with society, I'll tell you what. Another thing, too, about society, while I'm on this note, I am getting to the book, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. I'm getting there. Society is preaching inclusivity on every single level. And it's whatever the talking heads are pushing off the television about inclusivity. There are words we can say and can't say. And the people who are influenced by this fantastic algorithm are the most uninclusive people I've ever met. Because if you have an opinion that goes against the inclusivity robots of the world, these motherfuckers are the first to get rid of you. How dare you assume something or think something other than what you've been told to think? How dare you? How dare you? And then you're out. Get out. You must be inclusive to everything that we like. And if you're anything other than what we like, you are the fuck out. You're out. You're fired. Pack your bags. You're done. Wonderful. Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I lost a best friend because his wife didn't like me. Because I had a difference of opinion about what they were doing with their kids. She's got every right to kick me out, but she's preaching inclusivity. And here's the stupid thing too. I don't think, and I'll stand on this. Actually, you know what? Before I say this.
Disclaimer. If you're going to soundbite any of this podcast, you must soundbite it in its entirety for consistency and context.
I don't think
that there's hate going around. I think those, what I mean by that is, I think those that are projecting hate are ridiculous and broken, but they represent a very small group of people. They're embarrassing. If you're even the ones that want to be super inclusive, if you're like, I hate that guy, you're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole, right? You're one of them. I hate that guy because he said that thing about that other guy. I hate that guy because he likes Trump. Ooh, what? Why? Right? Now, what I mean here is we live in a world where anyone can do, say, and be anything. And we can all have our opinions. We can all have our beliefs. And I accept, personally, I accept everyone. Who gets my attention? The people I resonate with. Who gets my kind words? Who gets my help? If somebody puts their hand up and says, I need to talk to you directly, you're going to get my time, regardless of what you believe in. And I'm curious as to why you believe in what you believe in. I'm not over here quickly looking to shun. And I firmly believe that that is 100% of the healing community, the light workers, the free thinkers, the quote unquote conspiracy theorists. I shouldn't say 100% because, man, the conspiracy community is fucked. So I'm going to retract that. I'll say 50% of the conspiracy community. But you have to go through the conspiracy community to get to where you want to be spiritually, mentally, and all that sort of stuff. You need these ideas and these illusions to sort of break your thought process, or at least expand it. I mean, breaking it is great because the more you shatter things, the better you can build it back up. Build back better. Let's make America great again. I like slogans. I cheer for this slogan, and I'm against you because you cheer for that slogan. Holy spicoli. Those who are in the acceptance community will shun the shit out of you if you don't share the same views. And hypocrisy, oh my God, hypocrisy. Don't you just love it? That was one hell of an intro. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to talk about the book that I wanted to talk about. How this book affected me and changed me internally, to me, was very important. This is a book that I give away a lot, too. There's even bookmarks. You can buy the Four Agreements bookmark. You don't need to read the whole book. I recommend it. To anyone who's not read this book, I recommend it. I carry one with me at all times to either read or give away. I think I've got like, I went to a used bookstore and there was like 17 copies on the shelf and they were like $2. They were ranging from $1 to $5 a piece. I took them all because it's one hell of a book to give away. It's one hell of a gift to give somebody is that knowledge. And when it comes down to society, when it comes down to you interacting in society and you doing the things that you want to do, the only thing stopping you from doing the things that you want to do is lack of knowledge, lack of comprehension as to how it's done. You're not physically incapable of doing the things that you want to do. Unless, of course, you want to be a hero. I can't fly. Maybe you can. Superman could fly. And a lot of the stories they tell us are basically our past being stolen from us and resold to us. Maybe we don't fly because we were never taught how to fly. So maybe you can fly. I can't fly. Gravity. Inclusivity. Gravity. I could go on and on and on for hours. It is entirely up to you to fill your head with the amount of knowledge that you need to fill your head with to get the job done. And you can, to validate that, take a look at everything you have done. You have lived up to 100% of your understanding, comprehension, and potential to this very day, right now, maintenant. So how do you get done the things that you want to get done now with the knowledge that you have from before? You take a look. What's that reading rainbow? I wish I could slap that in here right now. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading rainbow. How the hell do I remember this shit? LeVar Burton? Oh, God. Tell me you guys are laughing at that because I sure as hell am. Now it's stuck in my head. That should be my theme song to this whole podcast. I'm changing the whole thing to the Reading Rainbow theme song. I get sued by LeVar Burton. I'm like, I'll let him sue me, but he's got to show up in court. I want to meet him, get his autograph. Jordy LaForge! I was a big nerd growing up. I loved Star Trek. I still love Star Trek. There was this thing that somebody told me about anxiety, and it's people who suffer from anxiety, like really bad anxiety, which I used to have until I figured out how to get rid of it. And I also help people get rid of their anxiety if they ask. One of the things it said was people who have severe, mild to severe anxiety don't want to watch new shows because they don't want to commit to any new characters and they don't want to watch something that they don't know how it's going to happen or how it's going to end. People with high anxiety typically only want to watch reruns of things that they've already seen before and things that they already know so that their anxiety isn't triggered or flared. And boy, howdy, did that ever slap me in the face. I remember that. I understand that. You're talking my language. Fact. Anyway, 20 minutes in, ladies and gentlemen. Today's a good day. The Four Agreements. I digress. By Don Miguel Ruiz. Here I start reading the book in chapter one. People have told me I should do a reading of audiobooks. And I thought to myself, you know what? I should. I'm animated enough to get it done. But with AI, do you think that they'll still do that? Or like, will like AI voices just take over all the reading and nobody gets paid anymore? Damn, AI is making things easier and taking all these jobs, helping us create a better tomorrow today. Wouldn't it be fucked up if I was AI this whole time? There is no me. It is only the AI bot. Okay, let's try this again. Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. I'm only going to read the agreement off and tell you what I think about it. Be impeccable with your word is the number one agreement. It goes on to say, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love and dear effing God. So for me, being impeccable with your word meant in this world, a man, which I am, literally only has one thing to offer anyone, and that's his word. If I tell you I'm going to do something and I don't do it and I don't either apologize or explain my situation, that'll fly once, maybe twice, but three times and you get dropped by anyone. The worst part is you let yourself down and you live in a suspended sense of negativity. If you're not being impeccable with your word, if you're lying to people, and if you're lying to yourself, worse, if you're lying to yourself, then it's all fuckery. You can't get a straight answer from anybody under the sun if you're not giving the straight goods. So trying to break free from the depression, the anxiety, if you're trying to like validate yourself through the thoughts and opinions of others, but you're lying to other people, you know that you've lied to them and you know that the answer that they gave you was also false. So you end up fucking yourself. Pathological liars have this issue everywhere. And they don't understand because they're not being true to themselves. So they don't understand how to get a true response back to anybody. But you're the one speaking it. It's for you. A man is only as good as his word. And I will tell you this right now. I am good on my word. And one of the things is I stopped giving my word so much. I save it for very, very important things. You know, our friends are like, people are like, I swear on the grave of Hootin' Toot Figgins. That came to me pretty quick. The old Hootin' Toot Figgins. I swear on my mother's grave. Right? That's usually an oversell. That's an amplification. That means you're fucking lying to me if you've got to go that far into it. Right? People will say, are you going to be here? I'm like, I'll try to be there for 11. I'll try to be there for 12. Or I know I can be there for 12. I'll try to be there for 12 because I've got this, this, and this going on and things might get a little bit iffy. If I'm not there by 12, I'll be there by 12:15. Hey, are you coming tonight? Oh, I'll tell you, you know, it's 20% chance I'm coming. 80% chance I'm not leaving my house on a Friday night. I'm going to probably watch a movie, read a book, just chill out. Oh, you're a loser. You know, I get it. I'm a loser. It's okay. That's all right. I'm 20% going to come, but don't count on it. That's being impeccable with your word and that's setting boundaries, right? The more consistent you are with that,
The more people respect you, the more you respect yourself, the more people trust you, the more you can get done in this world. Be impeccable with your word and the game changes. Agreement number two. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. This one's hard to swallow because people are out there doing stuff specifically to you. But are they? Are you in a situation where if somebody cuts you down and you accept it and they stay in your life for this much longer? Everything happens, you know, again, cliche, everything happens for a reason. You're being trained. You're training people how to treat you by what you tolerate, what you put up with. If somebody wants to run their mouth to me or say something stupid to me or, you know what, break their word to me numerous times, I don't take it personally. You're not doing it to me. You're demonstrating to me who you are. I'm then left with the decision to make for myself, do I need this energy in my life? Right? There are people out there that are impeccable with their word and they do as they say and they're a fucking treat to be around. Love these people. Then there are people who are, oh, poor me, oh, ho, hum, don't keep their word, don't do this, don't show up on time, make all kinds of excuses out of the book, have zero respect for themselves. Clearly, if they don't respect themselves, how are they going to respect you? Why are you wasting your time on these people? Even though you've been with them forever and your CDs are in his truck, Susan, and you can't just break up. I get it. But why are you fucking yourself? Why are you punching yourself in the face? Don't take anything personally. Nothing that happens anywhere has anything to do with you. And at the same time, everything that's happening everywhere is all because of you. No, there's a mindfuck, eh? Don't let other people ruin you, right? Set your boundaries up a little bit higher. Understand that they are simply just demonstrating who they are and that you take that information and do what you want with it. The third agreement, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, misinterpretations, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life, 100%. How many times have you seen somebody just turn on you or go back or go dark or whatever simply because they saw something, they reflected on something, they heard something you said, and they turned it into something about them? 99% of people want to hear a story and then tell you the same story, but with them in it. Right? So they already are waiting for you to stop talking so they can tell you about themselves. All of these people are making assumptions when you speak to them. Don't be one of these people. Make no assumptions. Speak clearly. If you have a question, if you have a concern, write it down on a piece of paper, fold it up nicely, and stick it in that box over there. Now, if you have a concern about anything you've heard here today, you talk about it. Talk it out. If you start assuming, then you're literally looking at a situation through the rose-colored tint of your trauma, your personal trauma, the shit that you think, right? A million people out there, you could have an issue. I'm an overweight fella, right? Somebody could not like me. And maybe they don't like me because I'm loud, because I'm really good-looking and their girlfriend kept looking at me. How dare they? But in my mind, maybe my insecurity is like, he doesn't like me because I'm fat. What a prick. Whatever it is. When I was a kid, that was a thing. These guys don't like me because I'm fat. Nah, the truth is I don't like me because I'm fat when I was a kid. Now I'm overweight. I'm a husky fella. But boy, oh boy, I like me. I'll tell you what. I like me just fine. And everything that I don't like about me is an opportunity to learn something new on how to repair or grow, change, alter, adapt. Be the best me that I can be. Woo! Don't make any assumptions. Address that shit. Figure it out. Talk it out. And I'll tell you this too. If you ever find yourself in a situation where having an open and honest conversation will ruin the friendship, fuck that friendship. It was never meant to be anything other than you setting boundaries in the first place. open and honest doesn't ruin anything. It makes it the FNF better. FNFers. And finally, the fourth agreement. There's a fifth agreement somewhere. I don't know it. I know the book. I've got the book. I just don't remember what it is right now. But the fourth agreement in the four agreements, which is one book, is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment, day to day, minute to minute. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, it changes. Your best is your best. Sometimes your best is crushing personal bests at the gym all day, knocking out and finishing that book, closing some deals, getting your clients, whatever, buffing your car, whatever the hell it is. And other days, your best is getting out of bed and being kind, putting on some pants. Sometimes that's your best. Anything above and beyond that, that you put the pressure on yourself, it doesn't need to be. But if you're out there and you're shitting on people, being a dick, being a degenerate, driving like an asshole, you're causing yourself strife. But that's not you being at your best. I understand sometimes we're in a hurry. But if we're at our best, we gave ourselves ample time to get to where we need to be. If you always do your best, there's very little you have to backtrack on, very little you have to make up for, very little you have to explain. You're just living the dream, kiddo. Doing your best. Because you have to wake up with you. And you have to go to bed with you at the end of the day. And if in between those two things you were a piece of shit at any point, guess what you're going to feel like internally? And then you're going to blame other people. Oh, it's a vicious cycle. Because this shit is all about you. The entirety of the experience that you're having right now is for you. You're here having a human experience because you chose this shit. And inside of here, there are NPCs, non-player characters roaming around, doing their things, contributing to your game, playing your game, being a part of your life, both in good and bad situations and scenarios, because you need to learn what it takes to overcome because you chose to play the game of human. Hello, I am a human. There's a lot more that can be said about that whole topic there, but we wrap that. Those are the four agreements. I've done this before. I know I've done this, and I'll probably do it again. But the more I understand, the more I grow, the more I learn, the more I'm able to articulate certain things. And yes, I have literally just done a 30-odd minute run-on sentence. And it's fantastic. And I used some voices and characters. And I got animated. And we got so quiet. And we did a little ASMR. And we talked about feet pics. If you ask me, this episode had it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in working with us, hit me up directly. Adam at the Mental Mastery Alliance. Go to thementalmasteryalliance.com. Take a look in our services. What we have to offer. Things like that. The website changes a lot because we offer a lot of different new things. Well, we don't offer new things. Some of the offers come and go. Exclusive offers are forever changing. Who I like, who I'm aligned with, that sort of stuff. I want you to be the best version of you. I'm not even interested in any of the other crap. I don't want to have any clout, credibility, or anything like that with regards to celebrity, fame, posturing, all that sort of stuff. I want people to hear these episodes that need to hear them. I want humanity to break free from society. I think that's what I want the most. And I'm open to any way possible to make that happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you need one-on-one time with me, if you want some coaching, if you want anything, if you want some help with your podcast, Adam at the Mental Mastery Alliance, hit me up directly. Talk to me. Don't be shy. I know you have questions. Send us a DM. Instagram.com/The Mental Mastery Alliance. Check us out. Ladies and gentlemen, in the infamous words of Red Green, keep your stick on the ice.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Stay connected with us directly through the MentalMasteryAlliance.com. You can also join the discussion on Instagram at Instagram.com/The Mental Mastery Alliance. Let the team know you're listening by using the hashtag TMMA or tagging us at the Mental Mastery Alliance. To have your voice heard on the show, leave a voicemail or send a text to 647-338-1265. Long distance charges may apply. If you love us, leave us a review. If you hate us, you spend your time in weird ways, but also leave a review. Every review on iTunes tickles the algorithm, helping us grow. Until next time, unity over division. This concludes the most surreal portion of your day.
You got it, Pontiac.